the month of God.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. We're with you with another episode of our special series for Ramadan. We have reached the last days of this blessed month. As you know, the final point of perfection is proximity to God. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, asked God in supplication Kumail, "Place me among the best of your servants, in enjoyment with you, and the nearest in abode with you, and the choicest in proximity with you." Imam Zain al-Abidin, or Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, also appeals to God in this way, "Nothing will cool my burnt heart except reaching you, and nothing will extinguish my internal fire except looking at your face, and nothing will satisfy my enthusiasm except meeting you, and nothing will calm me except nearing you, and nothing will remove my sorrow except your proximity." Of course, proximity with God Almighty does not mean physical proximity and nearness in place, because God is not a material being to be confined in time and space. He is far beyond the limitations of time and place. The proximity which the Prophet of Islam or the infallible Imams, peace be upon them, speak about means spiritual growth and sublimity of the reality of our creation, so that we become qualified to get the divine blessings and bounties of the Lord. If you remember, we discussed the Islamic laws or injunctions related to atonement or kafara for the nullified fast, as it is called in Islamic jurisprudence. Today we are going to talk about fidya or ransom, which has special uses, again for nullified fast. This ransom is the money that is paid to the poor by those who are allowed to break their fast during Ramadan. First, among such people are old men and women who cannot fast due to their old age. Second are those who are suffering from excessive thirst, and fasting is very hard for them. Third is the pregnant women, who, near to their labour, and fasting is harmful for the unborn child. Fourth is the nursing woman, whose milk is scanty. Fifth is the patient that fasting is harmful for him or her, and his sickness continues till the next month of Ramadan. It is noteworthy that the amount of fidya or ransom is the same as kafara or atonement, which is the money equal to the price of 750 grams of wheat for each day. A pregnant woman who cannot fast out of fear of her child should break her fast. But later on, she should compensate for fasting for each day and also pay the ransom. This is the same for a nursing woman. But a patient whose sickness lingers on until the next month of Ramadan, he does not need to fast for the days that he has not fasted. Rather, he should only pay the ransom for each day. The fact that God Almighty has sent down the Holy Quran in the blessed month of Ramadan reveals the fact that greatness and lofty position of God's final scripture. Thus, we should be thankful of this great gift of God. The blessed month of Ramadan has many names, but one of the most famous is the month of the Holy Quran. That's the reason why the Prophet has urged Muslims to recite as many ayahs and surahs of the Holy Quran in this month as they can. That's why he has said the recitation of one ayah in this month has the reward of reciting the whole of the Quran in other months. Well, dear listeners, let us now recite the supplication for the eve of the 28th of Ramadan. O placer of the night in the air, O placer of the light in the sky, and the preventer of the sky from falling on earth except with his permission, and their guardian from perishing. O knowing, O great, O forgiving, O everlasting, O God, O inheritor, O receiver of those who are in graves, O God, O God, O God. The best names, the loftiest parables, the grandeur and bounties belong to you. I ask you to bless Muhammad and his progeny and place my name on this night among the successful, and my spirit with the martyrs and my good deed at the highest point of paradise, and my evil deeds forgiven. And I plead with you to grant me certitude, which accompanies with my heart and faith, which takes doubt away from me, and make me satisfied with what you have distributed for me. And give us good in the world and good in the hereafter, and guard us against the punishment of burning fire, and give me as sustenance on this night your remembrance and your gratitude, and enthusiasm towards you, and returning to you, and assisting me in what you have assisted Muhammad and his progeny of Muhammad, greetings to him and to them.